Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Myron Ebel is here. He's with Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's in charge of their global warming and international environmental policy there. Tell us about CEI, Myron.
Well, we're a small free market public policy institute that specializes in regulation. So I do energy and environmental regulation, and my team does. But, you know, you have other guests on from CEI.
I do.
Wayne Cruz, who's John Burlap, who does financial regulation.
Yep.
We do every kind of regulation.
So Myron, we're talking about the previous segments. We were talking about the challenges the Texas grid had, and you were pointing out. I want to get to this real quick because I want to move on to the national grid. You were pointing out that the problem with the wind and solar in Texas not serving during the storm was not so much that fault, the fault of that technology, as it was that they were cannibalizing maintenance and upgrades of legacy power technologies because of the increased interest in the passive. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's a competitive market, and so wind and solar, because they have federal and state and local subsidies, wind power has been, there's been a lot of investment in it, and there's been underinvestment in conventional power.
Mm-hmm.
And so the grid has, the margin of safety, the reserve margin in the grid has been going down because coal-fired power plants have been closing. They haven't been building enough new natural gas plants. And the nuclear plants have just been sort of static. So, the coal plants, for example, were not winterized, most of them. Well, winterizing a plant in Texas, it costs money and you don't need it very often. So if a coal plant is faced with going out of business, they're not going to invest
They're not going to put a lot of deferred maintenance money out for something that may have to shut down in a year. So I want to move on about the national grid. Myron, I've been using the term World War III for over a decade. I've been warning Americans that we are in World War III. I started talking about it from a standpoint of cybersecurity at least a dozen years ago with China and Iran and South Korea and North Korea, I should say, and others. But it's now gotten, it's become even, there are other invasions, and politically. From social media, we've had this biological war, this invasion that we've had with this pandemic that came from China. I'm really worried about the ability of an outside source, an outside force, an enemy to affect our national power grid. How valid is my concern?
Well, there have been concerns about electromagnetic pulses that could disable and destroy the grid, and these can be natural or they could be caused by, for example, exploding a small nuclear device in the atmosphere. So Congress
it could be a cybersecurity threat. I mean, they could get into the grid through the technology and shut things down, cause a cascade.
Yeah, well, so previous Congresses and presidents have talked about this issue, but didn't do anything.
I got about one minute, Myron. What do you think?
Well, President Trump actually did something about it. He put together an executive order that ordered the Department of Energy and the military. to fix this problem. And so we'll see if the bureaucrats actually do it, but it's on the way to being largely solved if they do what the president told them to do.
It's tantamount to protecting our shores from an assault by a landing party.
Yes,
isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Maybe even more important. Hey, Myron, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
We got a lot more to talk about. Myron Ebel, ladies and gentlemen, EBELL. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute in charge of their global warming and international environmental policy there. I encourage you to follow him. Check him out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet you with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.